Okay. So, this is Bad Girl doing a mix of questions from CB's split questionnaire, and this is mix of questionnaire. I'm doing both because there's a couple of things that I don't want to answer, and there's a couple of things that would just have boring answers. Okay, so I'm gonna just mix them up a little bit. On a scale of 1 to 10, how similar am I to my GWE persona? Quite a bit. I definitely say an 8 or a 9. I mean, 99% of my audios are Kings of Mine. How would you incorporate my GWA persona? I don't know. story behind my username is just, that's just rubbish, that is. I kind of knew what audios I was going to do before I started. So, I kind of wanted my username to be informative and not just anything. I wanted it to be informative more than anything. Languages. I speak English, of course, and Welsh I can speak a little bit of, but it's hardly anything. Bore da means good morning, I think. Dwi'n ddim yn hoffi coffee means I don't like coffee, which is a total lie because I love coffee. Celebrity lookalike, I don't think I have one. I did one of those face recognition things where you put in your photo and it attempts to recognize what kind of people you look like. And mine came up with a Bollywood actress. Because I look like a white Asian girl. Which is perfectly understandable. Because I am white and I am half Asian. A couple of GWA questions. Do post tags matter or do you just read the title? Post tags, yeah, they matter, yeah, but I listen to almost anything anyway. How much time do I spend making, editing audio? 20 minutes making, usually. Editing would be about the same because you've got to listen to it through. Pros and cons of recording. I don't know if I have any cons. I like recording. I like every aspect of it. Maybe the fact that I got a shitty mic. Do I like the sound of my own voice? No. I always sound much younger, I think. And I sound goofy. And I don't like my accent. I wish I had a sweet little voice on me, but nope. Which kind of audio is your favorite? I like this. Wait, is that my kind of audio or other people's? Other people's. I like the aggressive audios. I also like the from one to the other, isn't it? I really like humor audios. I love them. Do I have a GWA crush? I have a couple of voices that always do something for me. No matter what they're saying. Would I have sex while a porno is being played? Yes, and I have. I done this questionnaire before, because some of these... Okay. My most embarrassing funny sexual experience. Oh, no, it's someone else. Funny, I thought my squirting was very funny. And I captured that on audio. My first squirting experience. If you want to listen to that, you'll hear how funny I thought that was. Also having tissue stuck down there, which was a bit embarrassing before sex. Would I prefer to watch others have sex or others watch you have sex? This one's a pretty obvious one for people who know me a little. I like to watch, most certainly. I think sometimes I'd rather watch others have sex than have sex myself. The weirdest way I've got myself off. I can't think. Sorry, that's my guinea pig running about, if you can hear that. Weirdest way I've got myself off. I don't think I've had a weird way. No. Fastest way to get me to come, dirty talk, most probably. Something about someone that can instantly turn me off. I'm not incredibly picky at all. And dirty fingernails is entirely gross, so I'll say that. Are you more of a moaner, screamer, grunter, growler, or silent? Well, that depends, doesn't it, really? I'm usually kind of silent when I'm on my own, giving myself a good finger in. When I'm doing audio, I suppose I'm a moaner, and then I kind of grunt when I orgasm. My most extreme fetish. Oh, good God. They're all extreme. I don't know. You tell me. Okay. Who knows my secrets? Maybe one or two people I've confided a lot in. Or maybe one person I've confided a lot in over the internet. Other than that, I'm pretty much an open book with other people in real life. Bad habits. I'm a little bit mercurious, I think. Mercurious? I don't even know how to say that right now. I like things to be in their place. I'm a bit of a See? This is why I edit audios. I'm a bit of a procrastinator. And I also like to have things planned out in advance. And it kind of fucks me up if I don't. A story about me losing my virginity is nothing exciting. I was having a sleepover with my girlfriend and my boyfriend from my long distance boyfriend was visiting. And my mother was at work, I think, or she was somewhere anyway. And me and my boyfriend went upstairs while the girls were downstairs and had sex. I was 15 and it was over pretty quick. What do I wear to bed? On a regular night, usually wear whatever panties I was wearing that day and a band t-shirt. On sexy time nights, same thing. Do I read in bed? Yes, of course I read in bed. I haven't got a favorite author, there's too many. Do I consider hair plan sexy? Yes. I got really long hair and I love it being pulled. Do I enjoy bondage? Yes. Are you into playing with hot wax? Maybe? I've never tried it. Have I ever been with somebody older than myself? 8 years older, maximum, I think. When I was 16. Would I ever kiss someone of the same sex? Yes, and I have. Have I ever tried anal? No. I've used my anal plug, but I've never had anal sex. Have I ever been double penetrated? I've done double penetrated myself, but never with someone else. Have I ever had sex in public? I've given oral in public. Twice. Maybe more. I was kind of drunk. Do I like being handled roughly? Yes. Are you very verbal in bed? Yes. Do I like receiving pain or giving it? Both. What's your favorite item for spanking? Somebody else's hand, sure, I think. What else questions have we got here? Do I have any tattoos or piercings? Yes, I have 3 tattoos. And I have each year pierced 3 times. I'd like to get maybe a few more tattoos, not too many. And I'd also like to get my nipples pierced. Record for coming in 24 hours? I've never challenged myself to do it, but I've come probably 5 times in one day. Worst porn I've ever watched? I can't think of a specific porn. Usually I look what it's about first and avoid it if it's really horrible. Weirdest fetish? Probably the one where they like someone to be much bigger or much smaller, you know? The shrinking one. Also the diaper one. If I became a person of the opposite sex for a day, what would I do? Oh, I'd definitely masturbate and have sex with a woman, wouldn't I? And probably sex with a dude too. So that would be fun. Those are obvious though, aren't they? What do I wish I had invented at the moment? Only the other day I wished I invented the selfie stick. Person who invented that must have made a shit ton of money. What would I do in life if I didn't need to work for money? Would I have money anyway? And how much money would I have? If I had enough money to do whatever I wanted with, then I'd probably travel all over. Describe what an orgasm feels like to you. Good. I could describe a build-up, I suppose. The build-up and the release, I suppose. The feeling of my pussy clenching around something. Feeling tight. Feeling wet between the legs. And my muscles all tensed. That feeling of your eyes rolling back in your head. And your pussy clamping down. And then waves. Just the waves of pleasure. And then awesome, relaxed feeling afterwards. But lately, I've been feeling still horny after my one orgasm. So I've given myself like a couple of minutes rest with my dildo still inside me, and I'll go for another. And then usually I treat myself by licking my dildo. Because I taste good. I do wash it afterwards. Okay, I think that's it. Bye girl, signing off.